And we're live.
Welcome back, Nathan and Steven,
Welcome
Podcast Time Times. It's been
back.
a while again.
Long.
And it might be again after this. I don't really know.
We don't know. We try
Well,
to be consistent and, you know, things just don't work out.
Yeah. And basketball season starts tomorrow. So
No. Basketball is, we get to watch you do, I don't know.
So today we're talking about what if. There's a lot of things to catch up on, but this is something new and recent. So figured we'd start with that. And, you know, I like talking about TV series because.
Animated TV series.
Exactly. Animated stuff.
You're so good.
Okay. Well, you could start. We'll start with general thoughts because with something with so many episodes, we could talk about like each and every episode. So we'll start with the general stuff.
Overall, very good, I think. Pretty much. No, actually, I was going to say pretty much what I thought it would be, but I think it went above and beyond what I thought. Because, like, I mean, all I knew going into it, like, I knew a couple of the episode ideas, but I didn't think there it was going to get as complex as it did. I thought it was just going to be, like, fun, like, you know, fun scenarios, like Peggy Carter, like, being Captain Britain, or T'Challa being Star-Lord. Like, they're... Like, even that episode, it kind of dove into it and looked at all the possibilities. Like, it wasn't just that one change. Like, it affected the whole universe, you know. That was cool to see. And then as it got on, or as it went on, like, the show got more complex in the ideas it tackled. And I thought it did it really well, you know.
I liked how it was an anthology series.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked how it was animated. And it was cool. I liked how they were one-off stories. Like, in the end, it all tied together as a finale. And not that I didn't like that, but I definitely didn't enjoy it as much as I thought I would. I really liked it being, like, individual stories. And like, kind of, you know, this is that and it's over. But it was, like, I still liked the finale. It's not like I didn't. And, you know, I saw some complaints about it, how it was, like, because it was anthology and stuff, people were just like, oh, yeah, they don't tie together, so people weren't anticipating each episode and stuff. And, you know, like, people weren't getting excited for the next one to come out, but I completely disagree with that. I was like, I watched everyone on the day it came out and I was still looking forward to them and stuff. And I liked seeing what story was going to be next. So I thought I liked it a lot.
Yeah. I thought, I definitely was excited for each episode. Like, I didn't always have the time to watch it on the day it came out, but pretty much watched it either that day or the next, just like as soon as I could. So, I mean, I thought it was really well done. I was definitely excited, like, especially for certain episodes, you know.
Yeah, and I do want to, I'll probably rank all the episodes at the end, but as far as like this ranks amongst the other shows, I'd say it's behind Loki, but probably above WandaVision, Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I agree, it's pretty much.
I think I need to rewatch WandaVision and give it another go,
or maybe just
because, well, I think just, I was, not that I was caught up in the hype of it, but, like, I was so affected by, like, everyone's theories and what was happening at the time that I didn't even get to, like, judge it on my own, I feel like, so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it was just funny to see all the fans go crazy, but, and it kind of just made me not like the show.
Yeah.
Um.
But What If seems to be universally agreed on as, like, really good. And they're renewing it, I think, for season two, which I don't even know how that works now after, like...
Yeah, like, it made sense in the beginning
because
it was just going to be anthology, but then with the whole...
story part of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. We could just go to each episode now and talk about it because I think each one has its own special qualities about it. So the first one was Captain Britain.
Yeah. I mean, by far... the most, like, the not, it's not bad, it's just not as good as the other ones.
Yeah,
like, the story is pretty simple. The only major changes that happen is Peggy is Captain Britain and Steve is, like, Iron Man, kind of, and that's pretty much it, other than, like, the also, like, the tentacle thing. But it's a pretty simple storyline, but I think it was still done well. It was, like, cool to see.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely the safest bet. And I think that's because it was the first one. Like, they literally changed one thing and they followed that story. They followed the Captain America story pretty much, but only with Peggy as the lead.
Yeah.
But I also feel like if they didn't do that, it might have, like I feel like if you opened up with.
It would have been pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it would have been weird if you opened up with, like, the Thor episode or something. So it was kind of, it was smart. And I like that one, so.
No, yeah, really. It's so good, yeah. Yeah, so it's just, like, a pretty basic episode, good to start on.
And so at the end of this one, I think it was this one, right, where they tease, like, was it that one that Captain Marvel was at the end? Or no? Because there was one where they show someone frozen in the ice and Captain Marvel shows up at the end, and then they just cut it off. Anyway, I don't know if this was that one or another one, but each episode like had the thing where they
I know you're talking
left it open ended.
Yeah, I thought
might not have been that one, but there was one where it was frozen in ice, and they I don't think it was that one actually. This one they just left open ended in a different way.
Captain Marvel, I think, was teased. I have the episode list pulled up.
Oh, you know what? I think it was at the end of the mystery one. Where they did like the murder mystery thing and who was like.
Oh, was it the. Oh.
I think because Captain America didn't get like assassinated or anything because he was never there.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And then at the end,
because it was like Nick Fury giving a speech about like a new set of Avengers kind of. Or like, yeah, it was. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, because Captain America didn't get killed. So
yeah, because he wasn't there ever.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so anyway, but I do like how they leave it all open ended. And I don't know, like, for season two, are they going to, like, continue the threads that they left, like, already? Or are they just doing completely new stories now?
Yeah. I mean, I know Danny was saying that they're going to do a Gamora and Tony Stark episode.
Oh, yeah. I think that was supposed to be season one. And then they
didn't. So, like, that one makes sense because they haven't actually looked at that. And they showed that in the finale. But then, like, yeah, they could go into the other episodes, like maybe explore, I don't know, because Black Widow gets left with a group. Is that, what are they fighting? What were they fighting? I don't remember.
I don't know.
They're fighting something, but she gets put into another universe. But yeah, but like, I don't know. I mean, they could explore the different endings. Go in more in detail.
Yeah. So that was the first one. And it was just simple. Not that much to talk about, but I liked it. And one thing, I heard this complaint and I kind of agree, like, I don't know what you're supposed to do, but it was only like a 30-minute episode, but they try to go like beat for beat through the entire like first Captain America movie. It felt like rushed. And I guess that was true, but I don't know. I feel like that they put all these episodes in like 30-minute things, so a lot of the stories, they're not gonna be rushed, but they're not gonna be as in depth.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like most of the stories, they do a lot with the 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels like, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and it's, like, well executed and it has good pacing. So, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that one a little bit, because I guess you do have to fit 2 hours into 30 minutes. But it's still, it's not terrible.
And we'll get to it. But, like, the Doctor Strange and the Zombies one especially, like, they felt like full-blown movies.
Yeah.
The runtime was definitely not super long. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the next one's T'Challa as Star-Lord. I didn't really understand that what if as first. I was like, oh, it's just what if he was Star-Lord? I thought that was kind of...
Yeah, okay. So yeah, the what ifs, like at first they started with a format where it was like... Well, like, okay, some of the episodes have like a format where there's like a clear distinction of one thing led to this whole thing happening. Like for Peggy Carter, it was like she stayed in the room, right?
Yeah.
And then... For like the murder mystery, it was that his daughter died, I think. And then Doctor Strange was like, you know, if Christine died.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, the T'Challa one wasn't really clear. It was just like, if he got, like, I don't know. It was kind of weird.
Wasn't like a change to the main storyline. It was just like, what if this happened right here? It's like, it's really random.
Yeah,
but no, that episode turned out being way better than I thought. I think I liked it a lot more too because it was so different than the first one. Like, yeah,
that is true.
It wasn't bad, but the first one or the second one had so many changes, like random like blonde Nebula and then good guy Thanos and a bunch of stuff like that. That was like really cool to see because it was stuff I never thought I would see. So.
Yeah, I like this episode a lot. I think it's hard to say. I forget my initial ranking.
I know I had one as well, but
but it was still pretty high up. Decently into the show, I think. I just like the idea. Like, they played around with a lot of characters and it was like they did it in a good way. Like Thanos, I liked seeing. I liked how T'Challa, like his character bled into Star-Lord, and it was like this good version of Star-Lord, and he was able to like do all these things, you know, and it just shows like T'Challa's character. Even
yeah, he was more of like a, I know, everyone looked up to him and actually praised him as Star-Lord, which is funny because Chris Pratt's Star-Lord is, you know, his whole thing is nobody knows who he is, so I kind of like that.
Yeah.
And the Collector, I thought that was more like an Easter egg thing, but he had all these weapons and like tools and stuff that were from all the other MCU movies. Like, I'm pretty sure he had Hela's, like,
helmet
or whatever, but a bunch of other stuff, and I thought that was cool.
Because
this whole show kind of felt like a whole Easter egg fan service thing, kind of. It's like a reward for watching it all. It's like, yeah, here's, in a good way though. It's just like,
yeah.
It's, they expect you to have seen all the other movies, so they know they can throw all this stuff at you and you'll understand. So I kind of like that.
Yeah, the Collector was OP. I don't know what happened.
I know.
But, you know, he just like, I don't know. But yeah, definitely a good episode. I mean, none of these episodes are bad.
I didn't think any of them were bad. Yeah. There were just some that were more like boring than the others. But
yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Then, I mean, I guess that's pretty much it for that one.
Yeah.
And that one,
the one thing I'll say is I liked how Chadwick Boseman, like, okay, I remember seeing that one. I was like, oh, this is going to be the last time we see Chadwick Boseman. Like, that's bittersweet or whatever. And then it was like, he was in like four more episodes, which like I wasn't complaining about, but
yeah,
it was so much of him. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway. And then that one ended with, because Star-Lord wasn't, or I mean, Chris Pratt wasn't Star-Lord.
Yeah.
That like his dad was able to get to him or whatever. So yeah, and that was kind of it. And then third one was the murder mystery, like
all the others
die. I like this one. I mean, yeah, I mean, it was cool to see it like revisited all the old movies. Especially Hulk, because I haven't seen that movie in forever.
I don't even know if I've seen the full Hulk movie, so it was like weird seeing the characters.
Like revisited the place, I was like, oh, and I completely forgot about I don't even know her name, but you know, General Ross's daughter.
Yeah,
she's like still a character in the MCU, like technically. Yeah. But
also, random comment, now that like Hulk solo movie is coming out soon or whatever, not soon. But like, I wonder if they're even gonna mention like the first original Hulk even happening, because it's not even like an MCU.
It's like, it's not part of the MCU.
No, it's so different. Like, everything about it, even like the fact that the actor just like doesn't play Hulk anymore, just like completely separates it. So,
and it's like part of a different, like, it, Disney still doesn't technically own it.
Yeah, it's like Universal.
Just everything about it is different.
But I liked this one because it was like each one they take like increasingly more risks, I feel like, for the most part, and they get more different. It was kind of cool to see like a completely different take on a what if. Like, it felt like, you know how, no, I don't know if this is a good example. The Mandalorian has like a different director for each one, so there's something different about each one, but it still feels connected. But like this one definitely felt like, I don't know, I think it had the same director all the way through, but it felt like they had a different person at the helm of each story, which I liked.
Yeah. No, yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, the Mandalorian's episodes definitely all felt really distinct.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of the same. Yeah. And then it was cool to see that it was actually Hank.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to see, like, how actually overpowered Ant-Man is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, we get Scott Lang, and he's, like, kind of
chill. No, I know. Like, that concept is so, like, OP.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Nick Fury is also like insane.
Yeah, well, I was an idiot and I like didn't realize that like Loki like was partially Nick Fury or whatever, like for at the end of it or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that was their like plan. Like, I forgot that Nick Fury and Loki met up, so Nick Fury was just like dodging everything and like acting like a Jedi, and I was like, what the heck is happening right now? And then I just realized it was Loki. I was super confused, but
yeah.
What's weird is, like, I don't know, after Endgame, how many of these characters are returning and stuff. Like, obviously, we have Loki and stuff, but a lot of the OG people, like, especially Black Widow, I know, who's dead now, and, like, Iron Man, obviously. So it's like weird to see them again after it feels like I already like. So it's kind of cool, but also like it's strange because I don't know if it's the last time I'm going to see them or not.
You didn't like seeing Tony Stark die another 10 times?
Dude, no, he literally shows up to die. It's actually so funny because when he was in the. I guess he was in the Killmonger one a little bit more, but when he was at the start of this What If, and I didn't know what the What If was, I was like, oh, I guess it's a Tony Stark episode.
Yeah. Yeah. And then what other ones? He dies in...
Zombies.
Yeah, zombies. And then it shows his death scene. And was that the Killmonger one? It shows, yeah. Like, it shows his death scene from...
Yeah, Endgame. Yeah. They show it in the Killmonger one, then he dies again later.
Yeah, then he dies, and then... that's it, right?
I think so, but that's still like four deaths.
I know.
That series, so.
So I don't know if I like this one more or less than the T'Challa one.
I don't know, I liked it. I remember liking the T'Challa one more, but I kind of like how it's a different concept and idea, and it's something like it's a completely different path than the other ones. Not that the second one wasn't, but this one just like was just twisted the MCU completely. It was like, oh yeah, if this one thing happened, all this different stuff would happen, not just like T'Challa on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. And then it was the Doctor Strange one, which was
I
think one of the top ones.
It's still my favorite, I think. I think it's this one or the Zombies one, but
yeah, I think. Number 8 for me.
I like 8 a lot too.
Yeah, the pride of the finale.
That one was really good.
And then Doctor Strange and Zombies, I think. But.
The Doctor Strange one felt like a 2-part like thing almost. Like
it was really long. I mean, not long, but it just.
But it felt like, yeah. But they show so many variations of. I don't even know his partner's name, but they show her death so many times. Like, that whole thing felt like its own thing. And then they had that whole. You know, arc of him on his own doing that. Yeah, and then that third part where he fights himself, like it felt like a really long story.
Yeah, it was really long. And then it kind of explored the idea of an absolute point, which I still...
Yeah.
Because I get it, but then at the same time, there's a universe in which she doesn't die.
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen, like, because it doesn't in our
timeline. An absolute point in that universe? Like,
maybe.
Like, how does that work?
I it must just be in that universe that has to happen. I don't really understand.
Yeah, but then what if they follow everything that happened in the other universe? Wouldn't she survive? You know, I don't get it. I don't know.
So I guess it doesn't go that way. I know. I don't understand.
They just like introduced it. They haven't fleshed it out. It's cool to see that compared to a Nexus point, which we know is like when it splits. You know.
Yeah.
It's like
that reminds me. Did this show happen as a result of Loki, or were they gonna?
They don't know. I don't. Is it even Loki anymore? It still might be Spider-Man.
No, that's not like when I first saw Loki, I was like, oh wow, this is really the show they're going to introduce everything as. And I still think it probably is that, but like at the same time, I hope they don't, because they're doing a Loki season 2. I hope they don't just keep like that story contained in this.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. It's confusing now. Like, I need answers.
I know.
It was pretty clear that like Loki broke the timeline.
Yeah.
And then it's like Spider-Man might have broke the timeline. And then people still think Wanda might have. And it's like, that doesn't make sense.
I know. There's like 3 different ways.
Yeah. So I don't know. And then I don't know how this show, because it's canon, right? Like,
it is, yeah.
So, I mean.
And there's rumors that like some of these What If characters will like reprise their roles in the Multiverse of Madness movie.
They want Strange Supreme so bad.
that would actually be like really like, I don't think that would happen at all, but that would be crazy if that was like really him in the Spider-Man thing. Like, I don't think they would even dare put a cartoon character in that on top of everything they're doing.
Yeah, no, Danny was like, he said to me and now that we've seen Strange Supreme, don't you think Doctor Strange is going to be underwhelming in the cinematic or in the movies? I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't know.
He's still this. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not really. Like, he's still overpowered. I mean, but he's still not given that much to do. Like, for being given that much power, he like doesn't do much. Like, in Endgame, he literally held back water. Infinity War was the only time.
Yeah. That, like, when people were like hyping up Strange Supreme, the fight was ridiculous because it was, I guess, another Doctor Strange. But him versus Thanos, I thought was like really similar to that still.
Yeah, it was.
Like I watched that fight again, and it's still like,
it's pretty, one of the best fights.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy still for like, and it's live action. So I don't know. I don't think he'll be underwhelming. I just think that. Also, Strange Supreme isn't even evil. He like, comes back around. So yeah. I don't think that
was evil. It's just he was like twisted. Like he just didn't know.
Yeah.
And he also got time to just sit. Like we don't know how long he was just sitting there for, in eternity.
A long time. But the story was good and I liked the fight, and and I also, this was the first like hint that we got that the Watcher was like a character and not just a narrator. Was like the best part to me. I remember I was super surprised at that. So
It's cool to see the Watcher get flushed out throughout the
show. I know,
more to do,
because before that I didn't know he was going to be like a character and like the finale and everything. So it was like, and of course like it makes sense too that Doctor Strange would know about the Watcher, because you know, he studies all that stuff, and if it was any character, it would be him. So,
This episode is really good.
At this point in the show, like when I was releasing, I was like, this is the strongest one. And
it was a really cool concept, and I don't know. I just wish the Doctor Strange movie was more. Like, the thing is so good. It's so average.
That's why I'm excited for the second one, because I hope they feel like they can do more now, especially with like the newer stuff that's come out. It's a little more like Loki's really weird, so but in a good way. Like I feel like they'll be more adventurous now with the Doctor Strange.
I think they will. I mean, give me Mephisto, so I hope it is. just so I can laugh that he's actually in the MCU.
Anyway. So the next one was Marvel Zombies.
Yeah.
And this one was like surprisingly more well thought out than I thought it would be. Because it was just like, what if zombies? I was like, okay, so what if there's zombies? But like, I liked how it was like there was a reason behind it for Hank Pym or whatever returning. And they got some virus or whatever. That made sense to me.
Yeah.
And I liked how Bruce Banner was returning from whatever back to the Earth. So it was like a throwing him in the middle of like an apocalypse situation, you know? And we didn't really get to see the backstory as much as like we were just thrown in it already amongst the survivors.
Oh yeah. I think they started it in a good place. Starting from the beginning probably would have been kind of boring.
Yeah.
I liked how it took place during, like, you kind of forget it takes place during Endgame.
Yeah.
Or Infinity War.
Not Endgame. Yeah, yeah.
But it's cool to see. Like you forget, and then at the end, you know, Thanos is a zombie.
Yeah.
Which, it's because of kids, right? Because kids went back. Because it's not like the virus spread to other planets. It had to be, because in the very beginning they fight his children.
Yeah, and then they get infected. Yeah, it must have been that. Yeah. Or he arrived and got bitter or something.
Yeah, because he doesn't go to Earth.
Wait. Well, he shows up in Wakanda, I think, at the end.
Yeah, but at the very end. Was that's where he's at. At the very end of the story.
Yeah. Anyway.
And then I liked how Spider-Man was the main character. He finally got something to do in this show.
Yeah. I saw people making, I haven't seen it, but I know you have, people are making comparisons to that Spider-Man and the like animated series one, just because I know it's like the same voice actor or whatever for one of them, but people were saying he felt more like that Peter Parker than the MCU one.
I don't know. I feel like it was still felt like Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's another thing, is like, it was interesting to see what like actors came back to voice their characters and which ones they just like filled in with other people.
Yeah.
It didn't like take me out of it sometimes, but like it was kind of weird to hear people doing impressions that almost felt like.
The only one was pretty much Tony. Like that's the only one that was felt really off.
Yeah.
But all the other ones were pretty accurate, I feel like.
Yeah.
Well, and Black Widow was kind of weird, but.
Black Widow sometimes sounded like spot on, and other times I could like tell, and it was really weird to me.
Yeah. But yeah, I thought giving Peter Parker like the main character role in this was a good idea, just based on like he is the most optimistic out of all the Avengers. Christian is FaceTiming me. Should I answer for the?
Yeah, you can.
Say hi to Nathan.
Hey.
It's going great. You're getting you're making a guest appearance.
Oh, you're doing it right now?
Right now, yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, what's up?
Spider-Man's good.
That's not what we're okay. I mean that kind of is what we're talking about. He's gone. Yeah, I don't know what that was.
What did he say?
Nothing. He just said Spider-Man's good. Well, he didn't realize we were filming right now. And then he just dipped.
Anyway.
Anyway. Yeah. And then I liked how he formed a relationship with Hope.
Yeah, I know. That was another thing, especially after the Doctor Strange, when they've had like multiple episodes of like actual emotional like stakes to it. And
yeah.
Stuff that, and it was weird because I didn't expect that, but I was like more attached to the story and the characters than I thought I would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked Vision and Wanda in it as well.
That's yeah.
And how that was like the main plot or whatever. His Vision was like trying to feed people whatever, pretty much. But it like kind of they kind of like went back to WandaVision and showed that part of it. So I actually liked
it. I liked how it was like you would think Wanda was the only crazy one, but clearly Vision.
No, yeah, that was the good part about it.
Yeah,
both sides.
Yeah. But
then they all die at the end anyway, so.
Not Wanda.
Yeah, well.
She comes back.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't have a, but I like that one as well. Those probably, I still think I like Doctor Strange one better, but.
Everyone kept dying, and just.
I know. But I did like that one.
Yeah.
And then the next one, I think, was Killmonger.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. And then Thor. Also really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was hard. Because I, like, from watching it, I was like, I don't know. Probably Killmonger's probably going to be something just based on his character. But I wanted to believe that he was going to be a good person.
I know. It was the thing I liked is how they did, like, the Black Panther storyline, but they just pushed it up all the way to, like, Iron Man 1.
Mm-hmm.
It was like another way for him to gain power and control and stuff. Like it was his main goal, but he just did it at a different time. So that was the best part of it for me.
Yeah.
Like as far as creativity, I didn't think it was like a super adventurous story like the other one. So I remember not being disappointed, but being like, wow, it's a little step down from like Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I mean, you just came off the two best ones.
Yeah, exactly. But I did like that one.
Yeah, it was still good. I thought Tony's character felt a little off.
It did. It didn't. He wouldn't put that much trust in the guy he just met, I feel like.
I know. But it was still cool to see them like form a relationship. Like it's cool to see these like characters that you've never seen interact with each other, you know?
Yeah, like they've never met, but they also wouldn't have a reason to and other stuff. But then again, that one at the end also sets up like Shuri and Pepper. Like
going that was so weird. That
like they all try to do something like that.
Yeah, it was that was the weirdest ending.
Yeah. It's like how much do I like the other ones were like, oh, that's an interesting thing. Oh, I cut off. But then I was like, how much do I really want to like see them go after Killmonger?
Yeah. It's cool to see Killmonger win.
Yeah, I know.
Man, Black Panther he doesn't win, but he accomplishes he does something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not much to say. Like,
it's that one was good as well.
Yeah, they're all good. It's like I like it better when we can just roast.
Yeah, I know. It's harder talking about good content.
Yeah,
and then the next one was Party Thor, and that one was.
This one is probably like out of the newer episodes. It's like it's pretty low. I think.
Yeah.
It's just like. They had cool concepts, but it was a really casual episode.
I know.
But I'm guessing that was because it set something up, set something so big up at the very end. And it was cool to see Loki and Thor have a cool relationship. Like,
it did have like surprisingly more entertaining things than I thought when I first like heard about it. So that was the good part.
But like,
And he fights Captain Marvel.
That does happen. And she can't lift Mjolnir after realizing said that she could. That was the best part of the episode.
I know, it's funny.
Other than that, it was just like, I don't know. Like, it didn't really tackle anything serious. Like, it was one of those, because there's like the serious episodes where it's like sad, and then there's like they get pretty dark. But then there's like the ones that are just kind of casual. The dark ones are better, but it's nice to have a break.
Yeah. Just the whole idea of it, like at the end, he had to clean up the party. Like, I guess it was the entire Earth, but like before, it felt like a kid comedy.
Yeah, I know. It was, and Thor's character is just like, after seeing him in Endgame, it's like, I don't like him.
Yeah, it's so weird. Like, because he goes back to.
But it shows his character change. It's like, he kind of was like that in the beginning of first Thor.
Now he's reckless and stuff.
Yeah.
I guess that is a spot. Yeah. Anyway.
You watched it. I thought you.
The what?
With Thor.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Okay. I can't remember if you watched it or not.
No, I went back and watched Thor and Thor the Dark World because I hadn't seen them, but it was not worth my time.
They're not. They're literally no point.
No, I know. That's why I remember in Endgame, like, there was no other, like, connection to the Reality Stone except Thor the Dark World, I remember, and I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I feel like they would have found another way to do it if there was another.
Yeah. It's just, those movies are terrible. But yeah, it's just like going back, showing his character change from someone who's reckless and like confident.
Bad, depressed. Someone
who's just like, yeah, like he loses literally everything.
I know.
I
know. It's not even like maturity. It's like being forced to mature because he was faced with so much, you know?
Yeah. And he's just like empty at the very end, pretty much.
Next one was the Ultron Vision one. And I like that one.
Very
a lot.
Good. Yeah.
Because half the episode, like that one was also split up into two parts. Like the first half was like his rise to power, and the second part was like pretty much him versus the Watcher, which was really cool.
Yeah, that was a really cool fight scene. It's not like, obviously the plot's going to be interesting, Black Widow and Hawkeye, but I still liked it. Like they did a good plot, like B plot. Like it wasn't a terrible side plot, you know? And then it ends up like, I like how they go back and get, what's his name? The computer.
Oh, Zola.
Zola, yeah. Yeah, that was cool. But other than that, it was kind of, like, and Hawkeye's death, obviously paralleling Black Widow's death in Endgame. I mean, yeah, Endgame. Yeah, but that was kind of it.
I will say, like, since like Ultron kind of breaks through the barrier and is like fighting the Watcher, and Hawkeye and Black Widow are trying to find a way to stop Ultron, that B plot felt honestly like greater stakes and more significant than all the other stories, because all the other ones were like probably more interesting. But I knew they were going to go right, because they were just like, yeah, that story will be over by the next episode. But the Black Widow Hawkeye one, it felt like if they didn't like succeed, that would have like giant like ramifications or effects or whatever on the rest of the MCUs. Yeah.
And like, but the only reason they survived was because they were on a plane, right? Or wait,
what? They were up in an aircraft carrier or something, so they didn't get wiped out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Which I guess sounds weird.
I just don't know how Vision, I mean, not Vision, Ultron wouldn't have noticed them, but I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. It shows, like, that they're not useless characters. Like, at least they're given something, you know?
Yeah.
Hawkeye and Black Widow, obviously, you think that they wouldn't be able to do anything, but and then it kind of explores Hawkeye's, because we didn't get to see much of it in Endgame, like him losing his family, and that kind of happens again. It shows like he doesn't feel like he's anything without them. Like he literally
almost gives up because he thinks there's no
problem. And then I mean he dies because he doesn't want to live. Like it was a sacrifice, but it was like he wanted to, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty dark. It's
dark. Yeah,
I know. Like it's something you would not expect going into the show. It was a lot more well thought that out than I thought.
And then the interesting part was by far Ultron.
Mm.
and then he can just kill Thanos. It was a little bit of lazy writing, but like, whatever.
It was, and I saw people like complaining about it and whatever, but it's like at the end of the day, it's just a show where like, no matter how invested you get, you just have to be like, let's like go with it, because it's not a major plot point of it. It's for the shock value.
Yeah, it was just, yeah. I don't know. Like, it was supposed to be a joke.
So, yeah, like, so I wasn't super upset by it, but people were like, oh, why don't you just do that in Infinity War? It's like, I don't think you should.
Vision could have just right down the middle.
Yeah.
Mind Stone. Stones are so, they're still, I still don't know what they do. Like, why does it shoot lasers? What is it? What?
It makes no sense. But Danny also said this. It was like, because people, I don't think Ultron's coming back in the MCU, but people were saying they want him to because he needs redemption because he was extremely nerfed in Age of Ultron. So I hope after they saw this, I saw this all over TikTok too.
I know.
I hope they're satisfied because it like, obviously, he destroyed Thanos.
He was supposed to be a big monster thing in his movie, whatever Danny said, right? It was like, he was supposed to get all the Ultron bots.
And yeah, like, they were supposed to create a massive, like, face.
I want that. I mean, the fight I got in Age of Ultron was much better.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't know. I don't know. And I don't think, well, this Ultron was more serious as well, so I hope that, like, as it wasn't, like, James Spader cracking.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Honestly, it didn't really bother me in Age of Ultron, but like, I know that was a complaint. So
I rewatched it, and it is, there's so many, like, yeah. They just make so many quips just constantly, like every single character.
Yeah, because I remember not bothering it that much, but I also watched it like a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's just like the serious characters do it, like everyone does it, and it's like, okay, we need to calm down a little bit.
Is it still better than the first Avengers movie?
Yes. Movie's so boring. The fight scene. That's all you remember from
the movie. I know. That movie doesn't get enough hate. I'm just kidding.
I rewatched it enough times that I know the plot now, but like, I remember when we rewatched it the first time at your house. That was like a couple years ago, but like, I didn't remember the movie other than the fight scene.
And I was. No, like, then once you get to the final battle, it's fine. Like, it's what I remember. Yeah. The whole hour and a half before that is like, oh my gosh.
It just drags. Like they're on like the air carrier for like 30 minutes or an hour.
No, it's just dialogue.
But yeah, literally talking. Like, in the beginning, it's just, I don't know, it's not good. That Age of Ultron was all right, comparatively. Like, it's still not one of the better movies, but
yeah,
not terrible. None of the movies are bad except like four of them.
You just don't touch.
Huh?
That's like those ones you just don't touch.
Yeah, you don't watch those ones. But yeah, we're on the eighth one.
Mm-hmm. And the final one's the team up.
Yeah. And then him fighting the Watcher. That was cool. I like how Ultron became aware of everything and like his goal. Like, it, obviously, he's humanized because he's, like, an android, not a robot. But it was cool to see, like, he's programmed to do one thing. That's to destroy all life, pretty much. And, like, once he finished, like, he'd serve no purpose, you know?
Yeah.
The cool concept. But then, you know, he finds a Watcher, and he decides to just kill everyone. And he also has that spear thing that can just shoot stuff. Like, what?
I know what you're talking about.
I don't get... If you have all the stones, you can do whatever.
I know. Well, that's like people were complaining about the finale or whatever, like how he was just able to like eat an entire galaxy and then he just lost to a group of like seven heroes. Yeah. It doesn't really make sense. And he has all the stones, so...
Yeah. I don't know. But yeah. I just don't get... Because, like, Thanos used him in a way where it was clear which stone was being used.
Yeah.
And it, like, was, like, you, like, they used colors and it just, like, made sense. You know? And,
some stones
are, like, I don't know what they do. Like, the Mind Stone isn't very clear on what it can do.
It makes vision.
And then the Soul Stone, I have zero clue.
I don't know.
Like, I don't know what you could do with it other than kill half the universe.
And the Reality Stone seems ridiculously overpowered.
Yeah, you can do... Like, can't you do everything with the reality stone, like everything that all the other stones can do.
All the other stones for that.
I don't know.
It seems like it.
That one is good too. And I'm glad they don't overuse it. Like both Vision and Vision. Does Ultron use it? I don't remember. He does, right? Time stone? What does he do?
I don't know if he reverses time or anything with it.
No, because doesn't he and then Doctor Strange uses his or something, right? Yeah. He slows down time. Remember? Like, they're all going for something, and then Ultron slows down time, but then Doctor Strange has his own time stone.
I don't remember the finale that awful thing.
It was like, I remember that happening.
I believe you. I remember it just being like one kind of big fight scene, so I didn't like really.
Also, I just feel like the Watcher wasn't utilized enough.
Yeah.
I don't get why he didn't fight.
No, I didn't either. It was almost like they said something at the end, like.
Like he knew what was.
Yeah, like he knew what was going to happen, but he clearly.
I don't get if he knew what was going to happen, then like, shouldn't he have known? Whole time, like, can he see into the future?
I don't know. I thought he just observes, but like, he clearly has powers and
like the way that they describe time is that it moves on a singular plot, so you can go back and forth. It's like, you know, so, and it just like repeats over and over again. Like that point in time exists forever, and you can travel to it forever. You know, so then when he's watching something. It's not like it's happening for the first time, really.
Because he can travel back in that night.
Yeah. And so that means he can travel the future. And then, like, I don't know.
I don't know either. Yeah, because I thought the whole idea was, like, Ultron broke that kind of
thing. Yeah, time is so hard to.
I know, especially the way they do it.
Yeah, I know.
And, like, the TVA breaks my mind because it's, like, not in any specific time, right? But then again, events are happening at the TVA, so there has to be some sort of time happening.
I know. Yeah.
Because, like, stuff is happening. Like, it's so confusing to me.
Yeah. It hurts. It's, like, trying to think about it really hard. It just doesn't.
I know. It's like a shut your brain off and just watch it type of
thing. Yeah. And then there was, like, the stone crusher thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, a
more. I mean, I feel like that plot device kind of useless. It's like in the end they don't even use
it. I know, yeah.
It's like to buff up runtime, I feel like.
It was also weird seeing that Gamora character when she just like didn't even have an episode yet.
Yeah. So like I get that Killmonger was a bad guy the whole time, but where was he? Did he fight?
I think he was there, but he just like
where he wasn't fighting. I don't know.
I swear it was only like Captain Carter and Doctor Strange.
Yeah, it pretty much. And Black Widow.
Yeah, she was also there on a motorcycle.
What other character? Oh, Thor. What did he even do? He just shot like.
Was yelling about parties.
Yeah, and then Gamora didn't really do much. Doctor Strange carried the entire fight.
He does everything, but. Yeah. Then again, and then he like puts protection spells on all of them. Yeah, he's OP.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the finale for me was just like a they've earned this type of thing. Like, I wasn't going to nitpick it or hate on it. It was just like they can do a team up because I liked all the other episodes. So.
Yeah, they're like guardians of the multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was still a good episode. It's not as good as the other ones, I think.
Yeah.
And then Killmonger betrays everyone like normal. And then takes the stones. Oh, and they also shoot the arrow, you know.
So he. Oh yeah, the AI arrow.
Yeah. So Zola was just trying to do the same thing as Ultron, pretty much, right?
I guess so.
He just So that makes sense. So then, they go into a bubble, and then Dr. Fuller has to watch them. Kind of just, I feel like they just did that. To write off this character, probably.
Yeah.
Because people are obviously going to want to see more of Strange Supreme.
I know. So you can contain him otherwise.
Yeah. And then it's cool to see, like, the Watcher like he said he cared for all of them, you know. They're not just stories.
No, yeah, because he always talks about how they are just stories, but then at the end he like kinda
goes
around and says they're
everywhere. His own her own universe to go to.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he delivers her to the murder mystery timeline though. Cause
it was you're right.
Captain America and Captain Marvel.
Yeah, no, you're right.
And they needed her there or whatever, and there's Loki. So
yeah. You're
right. So that was, I guess, a good touch. I don't know. I wonder if we'll see the Watcher in like actual live action projects or just in like.
Yeah, because I don't get it now. Because he was, or like they were, like there was multiple.
Yeah.
And he's saying he swore an oath, but like to who? Like to the other Watcher?
I guess so. I don't know. Yeah. So I guess they've already been. I always forget that.
Like I don't get if there's other Watchers. Like what are they doing? You know, aren't they a group? And then where do they exist? Because in the MCU they exist. In a universe, but
it's so okay. Like my brain just breaks.
Incidentally, is the Watcher.
No, yeah.
I don't even know. It's just it's hard because like it's hard to like keep consistent with a like over 10-year franchise.
I know because it's clear like they didn't think ahead too much. Like they did think ahead.
They thought ahead, but it's just
yeah.
Like at this point, they're kind of going off stuff like. Not from the very beginning.
Yeah.
They plan stuff all the way up until like Endgame. Maybe. I mean, not even that far. They just like had the base idea probably. Yeah. So overall, good show.
No, really good show. And I'd be down for a season 2 and I hope it does happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just like investing in the right ways, but not so much that I'm going to get mad if there's something I don't like about it.
I mean, because like, it's not canon, so it's not like I have to worry about anything. It's just like a fun show that also got more serious.
Yeah,
it was well written, you know.
No, it was definitely one of the more like it seemed like well written and consistent out of all the other shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But after Loki and that, you know, I hope like I the Hawkeye trailer they just released. I'm hoping Hawkeye's good.
It's a Christmas show.
Yeah, it's so weird.
No, it's gonna be great. I thought that was his daughter. I swear, like that. I thought that for the entire time. No, I thought it was his daughter. I was like, why'd they get a new actor? And then I learned that's not his daughter. It's like, oh,
girl who wants to be Hawkeye.
Like, what was the point of like teaching her to shoot? And then he was like, oh, you're a Hawkeye. And then people thought that was the first time that was used. It wasn't. Liars.
I don't even know how that started.
Yeah, like I thought it was because like they don't use Hawkeye that much, but they've said it, they've referenced it. Like there's one point where they're like, oh, he's up in his hawk's nest. I think that was in the first movie, Avengers. I don't know.
I don't know. I can't even name it.
Oh wait, no, that was in what? Was that in What If? I don't remember. But then they say he's Hawkeye in Age of Ultron. And then they say it other times. I don't know, but they say it.
Anyway, though.
Yeah. So, Christmas show. Probably going to be lighthearted. Hopefully.
It probably comes out soon. I don't even know when it...
When is it? Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's November, and then they said that they're going to release the first 2 episodes at once. November 24th, so...
Yeah.
And Eternals also comes out November 5th.
Lots of content.
It's weird. That's in like 2 weeks.
How did they schedule both movies to be the day before my SAT both times?
And Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm just kidding. I don't think we have basketball or anything on Spider-Man No Way Home. So.
December, what is it?
17th. I forget what the calendar was, but I'm pretty sure we have like the day off of school after, so we could probably see it Thursday night, which would be December 16th.
I'm done.
I just don't want to get all those things both.
Yeah, that movie. Plus, that one's actually going to be packed, probably, like, comparative.
I know, it's so easy to get tickets.
Like, it's like getting Endgame type hype.
I know, that was...
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to hype up a movie as much as Endgame, but, you know.
wonder if Daredevil will be in it.
Dude, if they manage to pull off like Daredevil, Green Goblin.
I think they need to keep it still a Tom Holland story. Like, I think if they put the Spider-Man there, they just have to be not cameos, but like there to guide him.
Don't you need Toby? Have you seen him?
Yeah.
No, but he's the original.
I know, he's the best one because he's the first
best one. Because, like, you know when he's like, I want to put some dirt in your eye, like that line.
That deserves. That's why I'm so confused. Like, okay, I guess it's confusing why there's a Toby fan base, but like, I don't know how the Andrew Garfield one like surfaced. It was so weird,
dude. Because it's not.
Because it didn't come out long enough ago for there to be like nostalgia for it. So
I mean, those are the movies. I mean, they're not the movies I grew up with. They're the movies I remember more. Just
kidding. Yeah, those are the ones that came out like when I was alive. So.
Like I watched the Spider-Man one. Spider-Man trilogy growing up, but they didn't come out because it was
2002 2004 and 2007.
So obviously I wasn't like, I watched them just like, you know, when I was old enough. But Andrew was, what was it,
2012 2014?
Yeah, I wanted to say 2014, but it seems like
2011. But yeah, second one was 2014 and Civil War came out 2016, so that was a quick turnaround.
Wasn't Guardians 2014?
Yeah, it was.
Like, how did that happen? You get Tavern 2 and Guardians.
I know. Like, there was a point. I know. Then 2 years later, he was just in the MCU. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. I remember talking about it. I don't remember who it was, but I was like, yeah, Gwen Stacy died. I can't wait to watch the third. Because I thought there was going to be an good movie. I was like, you know. Then watching that movie is just—it's so bad. The second one is so bad.
It's crazy. Like, I don't know why they did that and expected there to be a third one. But yeah, I'm optimistic about the future of the MCU. So,
tackle too many bones. They have to realize there has to be like a pattern. It's happened twice now where they've taken like on three villains.
That's what scares me about this one.
I know. And they're taking on more than that. Like, not only are they taking on potentially six villains for Sinister Six, they're taking on three, like if Daredevil. And then, like, you can't have the Sinister Six and then also think Mephisto is going to be in the movie. Like, you got to pick.
That's why I'm so surprised. Like, that, like, Doctor Strange. And as much as he's in the trailer, there's no way he has that big a role in the movie.
I know. I think it's just, like, misleading.
He cannot be. Like, yeah, no, the trailer's going to be so misleading.
Yeah.
It definitely is. People also eager for a second trailer. I don't even know if I feel like I'd be fine with that one.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
like, because now that we have our teaser.
I need to, like, get more answers. Also, I don't want this.
Yeah, because we're going to get them all anyway in, like, two months.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know they, like, I remember for Far From Home, like, Mephisto was teased. I mean, not Mephisto. Mysterio. And I remember Danny was freaking out because he knew who he was. I didn't really know. And he was like, he got it right, actually. He was like, he's using technology. But, like, that's literally what he does. So, I mean, there's not really any theory there. But, yeah, it was kind of obvious he wasn't going to be a good guy.
If Mephisto's in No Way Home, then Danny's been right all along.
No, he's not. You can't say all along because you can read the text from WandaVision. He wasn't right all along.
I was going to say, Agatha's getting her own show, too.
She's not alive. I mean, she is. I mean, but she's not, though. Like,
I just don't get how she's, like, interesting enough to, like, get her own show.
She died. Like, thinking about it, she's dead.
Except Black Widow, and then she got her movie. Like,
no, I don't know, because she's like, oh, I'm gonna imprison you here, and then she erased it. So
maybe it's a prequel.
Yeah, but I don't want that either. I already got enough like background in that one.
That show's actually kind of like, it kind of makes me frustrated talking about that show.
But the kids, even the kid Billy and
I remember. It was just dope.
Wait, is it Billy and Tommy?
Maybe. I don't actually even know. I think it is.
I think it
is.
You're so good at guessing. Oh my gosh. I wish we could go back.
When we can't go back to WandaVision.
Huh?
We had no, I watched our WandaVision ones that were really like pretty accurate. Like I'd say about 90%.
When did that come out?
When did what?
When did WandaVision come out?
January.
We just started the podcast. I checked when we, like, the first one we posted on Instagram was January, like, 12th. Something. So we started.
And January 15th is the first WandaVision.
Yeah. So, like, literally just. It's crazy. It's going to be a year.
I like that. Like, not only did we have the most time on our hands, but I like that we were able to do weekly for that show because that had so many theories and stuff that it was like.
Yeah, it was worth it.
It was deserving of episodic reviews.
Yeah. I wish we got it for the final because I know we are right.
Yeah, I know.
We talked about it, but we didn't get it on camera, so.
But we already got so much right anyway.
Yeah, we literally got everything right, pretty much. Like, we were like, Mephisto's a possibility.
It wasn't even as rewarding as I wanted it to be, though, because it was more just like I was so disappointed in, like, the fan base and stuff. I mean, I guess it was the first, like, MCU project after a year and a half, so.
Danny was so excited about everything that was introduced. Just like, oh, Mephisto is the beekeeper. That was his first theory, dude. Obviously, they're not going to, like, it ended up being such a not important character.
There was the mailman. Like, it was, it got crazy. And Dottie and stuff. Like, it got crazy.
Every character. Dude, I'm telling you, it was that one guy who was cutting the head. It's still him. The guy that was cutting the bush. Guy? Yeah, it was him. It's him, dude. It
still ties back.
It's he's gonna show up. He's gonna show up in Spider-Man No Way Home. Watch it be like they're gonna introduce Mephisto, and then they're gonna like try to tie it back to WandaVision that he was actually manipulating. No.
Honestly, like, after WandaVision, I'd say there's, like, a 70% higher chance that Mephisto shows up now.
Yeah, and then they're going to write him in that he was actually there. Yeah,
it's like, oh, we knew it.
Happy, and they're going to be like, oh, we were right. Like, no, you weren't. They just, like.
It's because Kevin Feige said so, Steve.
He told us that the episodes were going to be 2 hours long.
No, to Danny's, like, I don't know if it's to his credit, but, like, when he said that, I'd seen that on Instagram where everyone was like, oh yeah, Kevin Feige confirmed, da da da. And like, I swear I'd actually seen like people saying that Kevin Feige was saying this. So.
I don't know. Kevin Feige can say whatever he wants.
Well, what's his face? Paul Bettany also said there was a major cameo at the end.
Yeah, I know. He's talking about himself.
Oh my gosh. Paul anyway.
Bettany's a joker.
Wrapping up What If.
Yeah. Good show.
Good show.
We got lots of content coming up.
I know.
Eternals.
Hawkeye.
Far From Home. I mean, No Way Home.
What's Let's see. That? They pushed all the movies back like 2 months, but.
When does Batman come out? I forget. 2022,
it's 2022. It's like January or February.
We got that.
Let's see the new release date.
No, it's Yeah, Danny was like, I think it was Danny. It was He was telling me how the Riddler just feels exactly like the Joker.
Yeah, he told me that as well. He was texting me.
I was like, well.
He was texting me like, oh, what's the difference between them? I was like, I don't even know.
I mean, the Riddler is like riddles, and the Joker is like.
Next year, dude.
I think the reason is because the Joker that was just portrayed in The Dark Knight isn't like the Joker shown previously. That was like I think it was a completely
different. I don't think that's a comic accurate one.
Yeah, it's not.
But I liked it.
Everyone likes it.
Okay. We get Black Panther, the sequel, in a year. In November 2022. Like, that's weird to me.
We get Guardians in not a year.
2023 has the Captain Marvel sequel, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, Ant-Man 3.
When does the holiday special come out? Is it before?
December 2022. Okay. So does What If season 2. Dude, there's so many shows in 2022. Miss Marvel, Moon Knight, She-Hulk, What If, Guardians of the Galaxy,
all this. Yeah, I forgot about all the second tier shows. Like the, because those were originally teased. And I feel like they, I kind of forgot about them. Like,
which ones?
Like She-Hulk.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like all those. Like I forgot that they're actually going to be showed. See, I would be excited for Miss Marvel, but I'm pretty sure she has ties to Captain Marvel.
No, yeah, she's in this Captain Marvel sequel is called The Marvels, and it's Captain Marvel, Miss Marvel, and then Photon.
Why? I don't even get how, because I know Miss Marvel is supposed to be like a teenager, like a, and she's like Muslim, and like that.
I'm pretty sure. I don't think they released
it like that, but I don't get how that ties to Captain Marvel. Just keep her out. I don't want her. Yeah, it's her. Look at her.
Like, I just find it hard to believe that that's a good show, but whatever.
Be great. Yeah, I don't know. The MCU is definitely taking a different turn. Like, the tone has started to feel very different in the movies.
Yeah, I don't even know how they do like a big tie-in movie either. Like, I could see individual crossovers, but like,
because like. While there were like phases, each phase, other than phase one, just because it was like the beginning, but it still feels the same throughout. Like the tone is pretty consistent. Other than it, like they get jokier, you know, because they kind of find their stride with comedy once like Guardians comes out and the movies actually get somewhat funny sometimes.
Yeah.
And then Thor Ragnarok was also a big one.
I know, they definitely shifted, so.
Yeah, but, like, it still felt the same. Like, but now, like, Black Widow, I don't know. It just didn't feel like a Marvel movie. It was a spy movie. That's kind of it. I guess, like, that was the purpose, but, like.
It's, seriously, that movie felt, like, so
weird.
Not irrelevant, just, like, it has.
I don't know. And then, like, Shang-Chi was really, Shang-Chi. I gotta, dude, I can't pronounce it right. Just
cause, I know, because we went so long
pronouncing it. Yeah, because they didn't tell us. I know. Maybe they did. I don't know.
I don't think they did.
But that movie just feels very different. Like, it was good. Not, but also, I gotta think about it still, dude. Because even from the beginning, I was like, what is happening? Like, I thought the acting felt very bad. Just from the beginning. Not even Awkwafina, but also, like, the main character. And then once the bus fight scene happened, it was like his character was way better. And then Awkwafina was just the same.
Anyway. I liked a lot of the ideas in it, but I cannot get over like how bad the green screen looked to me. Like, I know everyone's saying it has great visual effects and fighting, and it did, but like when they were in that mystical realm, I like could not, it was like literally taking me out of it. I don't know if I was just hating or what, but like they looked like they were walking around a studio set with like a wallpaper.
What was going on? Yeah, and it's weird because like they've done that, like those big CGI fight scenes.
Yeah.
Like, the fight scene on Titan was really well done.
And Endgame's an entire CGI set, I know.
Yeah, like,
fine.
And yeah. So it's not like something new.
It's hard to, it's just like the lighting on their face. Like, it has this like studio glow to it where it just doesn't.
Like, it's like, in Toby.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, we were watching a movie and we just noticed that it was, that was so funny. They just got the lighting wrong. Like, the light was just like not coming from the sun.
That movie's so funny. Like, I love Spider-Man 1.
It's still my favorite. Even if Spider-Man 3 is just, like, a mess.
It's funny. No, Spider-Man 1 feels like it goes by in, like, 30 minutes, but it's so just awesome.
It's just, like, yeah, it, like, flies by. Like, the movie is just, like, quick. But it's still paced, like, not bad. Yeah. Shang-Chi was just, I don't know.
No, we gotta do a Shang-Chi podcast eventually.
I just kind of not rip on it.
I feel like that movie not died off, but I feel like everyone like was generally agreed, like, yeah, it was pretty good. And then I feel like I haven't heard anyone talk about it lately.
No, everyone was like, this is the best movie. And then
a week later, no one was even
speaking. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a really weird like reaction to it. How everybody was putting it in your top three. That was so unexpected to me. I did not feel like that was gonna happen.
Like, where was Black Panther for people when it came out?
I mean, people were saying that was the best.
I don't think it got the same, like, it didn't. It got a lot of cultural hype, but it didn't.
That's
get
it was that. Yeah, Shang-Chi.
I know. Yeah. Shang-Chi was like the same, but it was also like people genuinely really, really liked the movie. And like, yeah, I don't know. It just felt really strange. Like, it's so weird looking at that movie and comparing it to like a classic movie like Winter Soldier,
mm-hmm.
a classic Marvel movie. It's like everything is different, from the fight scenes to the tone to the characters. And it's like Winter Soldier is like a loved movie by almost everyone. But it's like very Marvel is just taking it in a really different direction. I like the fight scenes, but like I like how I
can no, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And like the long shot, but I don't know. Like I don't. I'm okay with shaky cam sometimes. You know.
I know what you're saying.
It's like what I've grown up with. I feel like almost all action movies have a shaky cam.
No, it's kind of weird seeing the entire. Like I don't. The one time I would say like I like was like eye open to it. It's like it's so random. Was Aquaman when they were fighting? Yeah. I think that
no,
on the rooftops. Yeah, the
fight scenes are like a lot like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
The long shots of just like the camera movement's way more like planned out. You know, not planned out, but like better done. And it's cool to see like a different perspective. The Aquaman fight scenes were, that was like the one really good thing about that movie also. Other than just like the other bad parts.
I mean, we should also talk about the DC slate of movies eventually because there's so many things coming out.
I know. I don't know where they fall, but
you know. Batman movie looks so good as well. I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't watch the trailer every single day, but it's still
something. Yeah, Danny just loves the movie. Not The Dark Knight, which is so strange to me. He only saw the second one, right? He didn't see the other ones?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. First one's pretty good. Second one's amazing. Third one's good.
Dark Knight's definitely one of the best.
Yeah. I didn't finish the third one, though. I was, like, watching it, then just didn't. Yeah, those movies are amazing. But yeah, this movie, Batman, looks better than DCEU, at least. At least he's in character.
People like the Ben Affleck Batman, I'm telling you.
Why? It's not Batman. Like,
it's a thing, though.
I don't get, because I know what Batman's supposed to be like still, even if I haven't read the comments. It's not that.
I hate that Batman so much.
Like, he's supposed to be, like, fueled by vengeance and justice, and it's just like he doesn't get that at all. He's just like
Batman. Like he's just
literally
doesn't.
Just a rich guy. Like that's it.
Like, even when he's stupid as Batman, I just like don't look at that and like think it's bad. Like it's so I don't even know how to explain.
He's not the character. Like he's not. Like, he tries to be dark and gritty, but he's still not really. He needs to form a team, Nathan. We haven't even talked about the Snyder Cut.
I know.
4 hours worth of.
Dude, Snyder Cut would be good if it was 2.5 hours, but it
was. Honestly, it was a good movie.
I still like it. Like, it was way too long.
Yeah. Like, so much could have been cut and maybe sped up. If they didn't use slow motion, the movie would probably be like 3 hours long. Let's be honest here.
You know, the beginning is painful.
And the format's so predictable, too. It's like they just go to every character and then they have a fight and it's in slow-mo. It's like, okay, why do we need to do this for, like, six characters? We don't want it.
No.
At least, but, yeah, the characters that didn't get, I mean, all of them, actually. They all got fleshed out more, which was nice.
I mean, I hope so with 4 hour runtime.
Yeah. And then we got to see Singing Ladies or something. I remember we were watching it and we're just like I was just taken out of the movie. I was like, what is happening now?
Because you think it would have some like significance almost.
It cut away and that was it.
Yeah, so weird.
And then Iris was there, maybe? Was that her?
I don't know. Well, I guess we'll see in the new Flash movie.
I still don't like that Flash. So weird and just like awkward. It's like he's trying to be funny.
Bad Peter Parker.
Yeah, it is. He's like, ripoff Spider-Man, but he's not. I think the Flash is supposed to be similar to Spider-Man, but character-wise. But, like, that was not it. Flash show. Can't even call it good anymore.
Fell off so hard. That's so, like...
No, I don't know what happened, like, genuinely, because they must have lost so much money to have the CGI have fallen that much.
I know. I've seen the first couple seasons. It looks like a real show. Like,
yeah, it was good. And then I honestly think these things on TikTok and Instagram that I see are like edited, but they're not. Like, they're real scenes. It's like, who signed off? Like, just end the show. We don't want that.
We're making another one right now. Anyway, we'll wrap it up because I don't know. I do want to film more episodes in the future though, because I just feel like there's so much we've missed.
There's so many shows, yeah. And just like things that we've, because we're actually consistently watching movies as a group now.
I know. That was the thing, is we were just catching up on stuff because it was COVID, and now there's stuff like coming out, and it's like,
yeah,
harder.
So yeah, and then there's still stuff like from way back in that we like and shows that we watch that we need to talk about.
I know.
There's like a lot. And then there's stuff both of us need to watch, potentially to talk about. There's just a lot that we need to do. I don't know. So much Marvel content.
I know.
And DC content. Talk about Suicide Squad too. Movies are like really good. And Venom. That's literally the MCU now, Nathan.
I know.
They're canon.
And maybe he's gonna be in Spider-Man.
That he's canon. I don't. I like the movies just because they're funny, but like that. They're not gonna fit.
How do I like include Venom 1 in my MCU ranking? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. Kind of. I mean, it's part of it now. Also, Eddie Brock is just like a 30-year-old, 40-year-old. Like, it's not his Peter's character. Name. I feel like normally it's like supposed to be Peter's age. Strange.
Yeah,
it's weird to think about like a teenager fighting like adults, but I guess that's what he does, like, consistently.
Yeah, I guess he's like the Vulture is literally a dad.
Yeah, and Mysterio. But yeah, I'm excited. Maybe if Venom's thrown into No Way Home, I don't know what to say. Like, there's just like so much.
It just feels like there's no space anymore. So
maybe Venom will help them fight. It'll be like a Spider-Man's versus a Sinister Six. So Venom and then the three Spider-Man and Daredevil.
Poor beasts. <V6. laughs>
It's like it'll just end up being like a civil war where it's just like a fight.
It's just weird. It's supposed to be like the finale of a trilogy. So like it is weird that like you think there would be like the end of the trilogy and then like one more after that. But I don't know.
Is it like for sure the finale? Is this his last solo movie?
They said that the director said it was the end of this trilogy, and then after that, if they did another trilogy, it would be him in college and stuff, and like different, like they're trying to move away from this like high school type of story.
Yeah,
which makes sense, I guess. So.
Unless you know Steve Ditko's family.
Oh my gosh!
Ruins, dude. They're gonna make so many people mad. I don't know, like they're just gonna be hated. For like the rest of the way that's
really for like the issue of the rights. Like, I feel like that's just to be money.
No, yeah. It's definitely just for money.
I know. Marvel will probably keep it. They just have to pay all that off now.
So. Yeah, but I mean, it's Disney, so it's not like they don't have money to spare.
Oh, yeah.
They just need to buy it from Sony.
I know.
Like, they need to finally do that just to get away from. So we can finally, because they're negotiating a deal to finally get Spider-Man on Disney Plus, right? He's supposed to come on,
I think. Do you know where?
On Disney Plus.
Yeah, I don't even know where it's on right now, so.
It's not on, is it on anything? Or what is Sony here? Who? No.
Maybe like Stars or something.
I don't know. Yeah, and then there's also the Spider-Man show. The one good one is the one that, like being approved by Sony. And then obviously Miles Morales. And then Venom. Which is same.
I just feel like they'd make so much more money if they just gave that to Disney, like they sold it.
Yeah.
More streams that way, because it's just sitting doing nothing right now. So.
Yeah. And they can actually fully use Tom Holland. They're gonna have to renegotiate a new deal because I think he signed on for originally five movies. I don't remember. So it's gonna be hard to see him go. I've already let everyone else go, but Spider-Man leaving the MCU is gonna be sad.
Yeah, no, it's just weird. He's already been in it for 5 years.
He's a newer character, but also not really. But he's probably gonna be replaced by Miles Morales. So.
Yeah,
because he exists. They teased it.
Yeah, they mentioned.
Because the one dude is. Oh, that's Troy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the names of those characters. This show is so weird. But he's the uncle. What's his villain? They're what was he in? What's it called? Into the Spider-Verse.
I don't know.
I forget what his name was, but I don't know. But we haven't seen, because there's had I watched a show, the Spectacular Spider-Man show, and it's cool to see all the Spider-Man villains, but we haven't, because there's distinct villains. They each have a thing. There's the animal based villains, which are Scorpion, Rhino,
Lizard,
and then they're all pretty animal based kind of. But then there's the crime bosses, and we haven't seen any of those.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to see like obviously Kingpin was already in Daredevil, but that was obviously one of the best villains that we've seen so far. So it'd be cool to see. And in the Spectacular Spider-Man show, there's a dude that's like that. He's called Tombstone. But then he doesn't really do much after. It's weird. They kind of write him off. Doc Ock is OP in that show, too.
No, he's in the way.
You don't watch it. It's good.
I know, I'll check it out.
Also, okay. The Shocker isn't just a dude with punching things. He has weird, I don't even know. Shoot beams. Very strange. But it's Toby was written correctly. And the movies were good. That's what it would be. It feels very comic accurate. Because I know that Toby, the Spider-Man trilogy was comic accurate. And it is. But it's good comic accurate. And the way the episode they're framed or made, it is just is written like a comic. He just fights one villain and then go the next episode, he fights another villain. And that also deals with his high school life.
I feel like I should check out the show though.
Just watch it on soap. That's what I did. I finished it really soon. Or really quickly. It's only 2 seasons. And there's five different love interests. No, I made that up, but it actually is 5. There's Mary Jane, Gwen Stacy, Liz, then Black Cat, and the secretary for J. Jonah Jameson. What's her name?
I don't know her name.
She's in the. She like, yeah, I don't know. But she's also a love interest temporarily.
I think I gotta go.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably. Okay. Let's end it. Ended up just being a conversation at the end.
I know.
Okay. So sub to the podcast if you haven't, like the video, comment if you want to see something else, like what you want to see. Follow our Instagram at podcast_time_times. That's on Instagram and TikTok, same at. And we post, like, well, we haven't, but we will, maybe. We post, like, clips, you know, highlights. That's it. Yeah. We'll be back soon, hopefully, with stuff. I don't know what we're going to film, but we'll film something. Probably a game, but we'll see. Okay. Say bye.
Bye.
Bye.